This is a story that can only come from the hills of Judea. If you understood how Israel felt about Judean hill people, then you would understand how they would feel about this story. A story about an old man and an old woman that have a baby. A woman who's a virgin, who gives birth. Angels, wise men, shepherds. A story like this can only come out of the hills of Judea. If you don't understand what I mean, it's because you've never lived in a place where people kind of look down on you. We moved to Lima, Ohio from Charleston, West Virginia when I was 10 years old. And I'll never forget, started school, Roosevelt Elementary School. I'm a Roosevelt Ram, city school kid. I remember the first day of school and the teacher, Mr. Huggins, introduced me to the rest of the class, fifth grade, told everybody I was from West Virginia. At recess, we were all out on the playground together, and the first question I got was, did you wear shoes when you lived in West Virginia? Second question, did you have one of those outhouses with a moon cut in the door? Third question, did you play basketball down there? No, man, we just played catch with a piece of coal. That's what we did in West Virginia. That's the way people who live around Appalachia will often talk and think about people from Appalachia. That, my friends, is how the rest of Israel felt about the Judean hill country. If there had been a National Enquirer or a Weekly World News, half of the stories would have come out of the Judean hill country. All these crazy stories. This story was considered crazy, all of it. Unbelievable. There's a movie that people watch every Christmas. It's called It's a Wonderful Life. And in it, it features a man by the name of George Bailey. And he lives in a place called Bedford Falls. And we don't really know where Bedford Falls is exactly, someplace in the United States. But it's not a place that people hold in high regard, particularly George Bailey. He feels like it's on the outer edge of nowhere. A place where nothing important really happens. A place where he's made his life even though he's wanted to live someplace else. But he's felt like he's been trapped there and that he's accomplished nothing. He feels beat down, looked down upon, surrounded by people who weren't very bright and didn't get it. And finally, he's at the end of his rope. And he's about to end it all because he can't see what kind of worth he has. And he reaches a point where he decides he's going to take his own life.
I saved you. Very funny. Your lip's bleeding, George.
Yeah. I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer a little bit ago.
Oh, no, 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 George. I'm the answer to your prayer. That's why I was sent down here.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, a mind reader or something? Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Oddbody? AS2, what's that, AS2?
Angel, second class. Cheerio, my good man.
Oh, brother. Where's that? I wonder what martini for those drinks. Hey, what's with you? What'd you say just a minute ago? Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
ridiculous of you to think of killing yourself for money. $8,000.
Yeah, now think, just things like that. How do you know that?
I told you, I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't worn my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
I don't know whether I like it very much being seen around with an angel without any wings.
Oh, I've got to earn them. And you'll help me, won't you?
Sure, sure. How?
By letting me help you.
Only one way you can help me. You don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you.
No, we don't use money in heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Comes in pretty handy down here, Bub.
Oh,
I found it out a little late. I'm worth more dead than alive.
Now, look, you mustn't talk like that. I won't get my wings with that attitude. You just don't know all that you've done. If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. Look, little fella, why don't you go off and haunt somebody else?
No, now you don't understand. I've got my job.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Oh, this isn't going to be so easy. Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. You've got your wish. You've never been bored.
It's amazing the moment when an angel of the Lord appears to you and you understand that you're not just Judean hill people. No, in Jesus' day, the religious leaders of the age made the Judean hill people and those who they looked down upon could be thieves or murderers or prostitutes, adulterers, could be the diseased, the handicapped, those who are poor, anybody who they thought less of. They not only called them out, but they said they were to blame for all of Israel's troubles. If it weren't for those Judean hill people, if only they could get their act together, then maybe the Messiah would come and Israel would be free. See, that's the amazing part of this story. That's the amazing what we saw this morning with all these little kids up here doing all their lines. The dancing star. Gotta love a dancing star. The wandering sheep. You always gotta have wandering sheep. The miracle of all of this is that when an angel of the Lord appears to someone like Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, or an angel of the Lord appears to Mary, a young girl who lives in the backwater in the middle of nowhere, and proclaims a message that their sin has not condemned them, nor has it condemned Israel, that's a game changer. See, then, you're never just spending the rest of your life trying real hard but not being good enough. The pressure is off. The grace of God is yours. And so now, as you seek to live out this life that Jesus has led you into, a life of mercy and of grace and of peace and of love, you understand that it's not your deficiencies that have condemned. The earth is not condemned by the Lord. The people of the world are not condemned by the Lord. That's the message of Christmas. Instead, what you do to the best of your ability, whether it be here or in your job or in your families or in your community. If you have heard the voice of the Lord and you understand that you matter and what you do matters, and the way that you give to the good of everybody is unique and important and needed, well, that's a life filled with purpose. A lot of people wandering around about the meat, wondering about the meaning of life. What's the meaning of life? A lot of people wandering around thinking that they don't matter very much. And what they do doesn't matter very much. Where they come from doesn't matter very much. But the angel of the Lord could have appeared anywhere. But instead, the angel of the Lord appeared to the Judean hill people. To the place that everybody else thought the world had left behind. And they found out that if God blessed the people in the Judean hill people, then maybe God could bless everybody. And it also called to account those who were powerful, those who sat in high places, for the things that put them on that perch, they found out did not matter very much to the living God. And so, let us, as we go from this place, as we think about the gifts that we want to give as God's people to the rest of the world, let's let them know that they matter to God. That God loves them. That God has not condemned them. No matter who they are, no matter how they've grown up, no matter where they've come from, no matter what they have done, God loves you. And He has redeemed you. And He seeks to redeem the earth through you as you serve your neighbor and you love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.